Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. The superintendent of Wissahickon School District in Montgomery County has recommended terminating an elementary school principal after he was allegedly recorded making anti-Semitic remarks on a voicemail to a parent. KYW's Vic Ragapathy reports.
On Monday morning, Wissahickon School District administrators held a hearing to discuss firing Philip Letty, the principal of Lower Gwinnett Elementary School. Letty was caught on tape making anti-Semitic remarks. The district says Letty was leaving a voicemail for a parent. He thought the call was disconnected and then started talking with a staffer. Letty suggested the parent has, quote, Jew money, invoked stereotypes such as Jews being bankers and lawyers, and derisively referred to the student's summer camp as, quote, Jew camp. After the district's informal due process hearing, Superintendent Dr. Mwenyewe DeWan informed parents in a letter that she recommended Letty be fired. Dr. DeWan described the comments as anti-Semitic and fundamentally contrary to the district's values. But DeWan also says there are systemic issues to address. The district is partnering with the Jewish Federation of Greater Philadelphia to converse with Jewish families. The first session is January 13th. There will also be increased staff training and student education on anti-Semitism. Former Lower Gwinnett Elementary Principal Sue Konopka will take over interim duties. The school board will officially vote on Letty's firing Tuesday night. Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
A Lansdowne firefighter who was at home at the time when fire broke out at his Drexel Hill apartment building over the weekend has been identified as the person who lost their life in the multi-alarm fire. KYW's Sean McDevitt reports.
The Lansdowne Fire Company is asking the public to keep the family of Tony Rowley in their prayers. The 58-year-old served as vice president, ambulance lieutenant, and firefighter for the company. Officials say Rowley was dealing with medical issues and was at home when the fire broke out at the Lanark Place Apartments along Township Line around 10:30 on Saturday morning. He died from injuries suffered from the fire. His wife was injured and remains hospitalized. At least six others were taken to the hospital, including an Upper Darby Township firefighter who was treated and released. Dozens of people were displaced. The cause of the fire is under investigation. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
Both the State Senate and General Assembly have passed a new bill that bans cell phone use in schools from bell to bell. More on this from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty.
Students are easily distracted by their phones, and schools and districts throughout the state have adopted different policies to address the issue. State Senator Paul Moriarty says the time has come for a complete ban on all mobile phones in schools.
Taxpayers in New Jersey spend billions on education, and we want to get our money's worth. So we want to make sure that students are learning and that they're not surfing their phone.
He says while there may be a difficult adjustment period for some students and even some parents, other states and other countries have proven this is the right approach.
This legislation, I believe, will lead to better education outcomes, greater social interaction, and less anxiety among our students in our schools.
At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker provided new details about the first ever New Year's Eve concert on the Parkway. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Lowe was there.
New Year's Eve is getting the 4th of July treatment with a free concert on the Parkway. Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel says the security measures will look familiar.
We have blocking vehicles to make sure a car doesn't enter into the space. We will have our drones. We'll have our Marine unit. We will have all of our assets out to make sure that this event goes safely.
Mayor Parker says she She's pushing for one new feature.
I am fighting for heat lamps for you, Philadelphia, for New Year's Eve.
Magnetometer-protected gates at 23rd and at Pennsylvania and Spring Garden open at 6. The show starts at 8 with fireworks at midnight. That's in addition to the Penn's Landing fireworks at 6 and midnight. Soundtrack simulcast right here on KYW. The mayor didn't have a cost estimate for the concert, but tourism officials predict a $1 billion economic impact from all the festivities, including the Mummers Parade the next day. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.